commiserations. How sickening is that to lose it so late on?
Yeah, obviously it's gutting in, you know, the manner of how we lost the goal, because it was so late on, I think maybe 90 minutes or so. So obviously it's very disappointing, but you know, it's football. Yeah, how often do teams go like full seasons unbeaten? So you know, you're going to get beaten at some point. So it's just a case of how we respond on Tuesday night now, really.
Yeah, if come May I say to you, well done, you've lost one game every 13, I think you'll be happy, won't
yeah,
you?
I think everyone would be pretty happy if you said that at the end of May. Yeah.
It seemed like they were celebrating like they'd won the league at the end, because they'd made a bit of a thing, you know, who's going to be the first team to beat you.
Yeah, obviously, you know, it's always going to be, I guess people are going to see it as a kind of scalp, I guess, because, you know, when you're doing well, everyone's going to want to beat you. So it's not, you know, when teams do eventually, you know, score against you or do beat you, then, you know, they are going to be happy. But, you know, it's one of those things.
I think you're proving with your first few answers, you still got a smile on your face. That proves maybe that the squad still are good together. It is a setback, yes, one defeat in 13, but the morale in the camp and everything that's been going on this season, still all good and all great.
Yeah, you know, obviously we're going to be disappointed. We've lost a game of football. Who wouldn't be? But, you know, it's sort of how we react now. Come Tuesday, we're going to be right and raring to go again, and going to go out there and get 3 points, hopefully. Yeah.
Does that make you sort of think Tuesday night, Southend, you know, beware, because, you know, is there a sense of injustice in that, and, you know, that you just want to go out there and give someone a bit of a tonking?
You know, maybe, but you know, you got to take every game as it comes, and every team in this league is a difficult game. You know, even, you know, last week against Shrewsbury, you know, we win 2-0, but again, that's a difficult game for us, and they may be down there, but it's every game in this league is a difficult game. You don't come across easy games anymore.
Stuart was disappointed with the decision right at the end. You were maybe closer to it than he was when Roman went down in the box there. That, you think the ref was going to point to the spot again there?
I mean, I didn't know what he was going to do. I personally, I thought it was a penalty, but you know, the refs make the decisions at the end of the game. It's out of my control, really.
How are you feeling since you've come to the club in the summer, though? You must be delighted with your own personal form and how you've settled into the team so well.
Yeah, obviously, you know, there's always still improvements for me to make, but, you know, I'm happy with the sort of the level of consistency I've had so far. And it's just sort of a case of just concentrating on personal performances and then, you know, team performances as well. And, you know, it can go from there.
Obviously, the goal was a disappointment to concede, as you say, especially so late on. Did it fool everybody where it went going around the wall and into that corner rather than were you expecting it to go over the top? Or?
Yeah, maybe, you know, in those kind of situations, I guess you sometimes do think it's going to come over the wall. But, you know, the lads put it into the bottom corner, and, you know, fair play to him. It's a good goal from a free kick.
Another 1,100 fans down here tonight. They made themselves heard as well, didn't they?
Yeah, well, they always do whenever we play away. So, you know, great credit to them, you know, sticking to the very end as well with us, which is brilliant, because, you know, we're gonna go the full distance with them. And to have them out there supporting in such great numbers and you know, in such loud noise as well, it's superb for us and for the lads. You know, we fully appreciate, you know, how well they get behind us every game.
I can tell that there's bitter disappointment at the result, and there clearly was with Stuart McCall as well. But, you know, as I say, you've fallen off the bike, you get straight back onto it. And how important is it that you've got an opportunity straight away on Tuesday rather than having to wait a week?
Yeah, that's brilliant as a football player. You know, if you do lose on the Saturday and you have a Tuesday, you've got, you know, 3 days away to go and go and put it right, which is perfect for us as footballers.
You could have gone top today if you'd won. As it happened, Scunthorpe won anyway, so you wouldn't have done. But potentially there was the opportunity for it, especially when they were losing for much of that game. Was that something that players had spoken about beforehand?
No, not really. No, it's so early in the season. We're what, 12 games 13. In or 13 games in now, and you know, it's not really something you can really look at the moment. You know, obviously being top, it's nice to look at, but, you know, you've got another 30 odd games still to play, so you can't really think too much into it at this point in the season.